Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Jen Ahrens with us from the United Way of Cerro Gordo in North Central Iowa. And Jen, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
Fantastic. Yeah, we're here to talk about the United Way, obviously, but also the impact of the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County. And, you know, it's hard to believe. We're in June already. Well, bring us up to date. Where's the United Way at right now?
So United Way is working right now on a kids' shoe drive across our region. And we haven't done a children's shoe drive in about, I want to say, 5 to 6 years. And so we're really excited to bring that back. We're doing distribution events in Charles City, Mason City, Garner, and Forest City to try and get a good cross-section of our eight-county region. And so you can see those blue boxes around town. And Clear Lake Bank and Trust actually has generously said that if they will donate $5 per pair of shoes donated at their four locations, up to $1,000. And so we're really excited about that partnership and excited to get kids the kind of athletic shoes they need before they start the school year in fall. So we're working on that right now.
That's a big project, because I think we all know, any of us that have been parents and getting shoes for kids understand, number one, even the pressures that the kids are under to have new shoes like their friends do and so forth, to be able to get those shoes available for everybody.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a self-esteem component along with, you know, functionality. They need shoes that fit for school, and kids grow incredibly fast. I mean, everybody kind of knows that. And there is that kind of, you want to look good on that first day of school and be like everybody else.
For sure. So now, new shoes or gently used, can they? Or?
We are trying to focus on new shoes, but we won't turn away a good pair of gently used shoes either. And so that's been our main focus. We're also trying to raise money throughout the summer to purchase any shoes that we didn't get donated, to kind of fill those gaps to make sure all kids get a pair of shoes. We are doing this thing. So if you don't follow us on social media, you should. Every Friday, we're doing a fundraising Friday, and that money gets donated into the shoe drive fund. And we've had several area businesses from across the region kind of donate a raffle item. So not only do you get to purchase a new pair of shoes, you are entered in to win. So like this last Friday, we gave away a foursome to the Cedar Ridge Golf Course in Charles City. And so there's a lot of reasons to give, but the main one is being to get kids these shoes, and all of that money goes into that fund.
Oh, very good. So what about the campaign itself this year? How'd that go?
You know, it was a little rough this year. Just like the same story for everyone. Yeah. You know, I'm really excited for this coming campaign, because we'll hopefully be able to get back into places and have events. You know, but we did really learn a lot, and some really good things that came out of last year was we did our campaign kickoff a little differently last year in a way that we think we're going to continue on. We did a drive-by food drive to kind of kick off our campaign. And so we ended up raising about, I think, 1,300 pounds of food and 400 pounds of non-edible food products for the Hawkeye Harvest Food Bank. And then we raised an additional 3,500 that we distributed to other food pantries in the region. And so trying to make sure we're always giving back in the things that we do, because that's what United Way stands for.
Yeah, when you think about it, that's it right there. Mm-hmm. You raise money and then you turn it right back around and give it back to the community.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the great things about United Way of North Central Iowa is that we are focused on this area and meeting the needs of the people in this area and making sure that everybody, every family in North Iowa has the tools they need to thrive.
Well, and I mentioned at the beginning, you're here in Cerro Gordo County. You're just down the street from us.
Yeah, we're neighbors
for sure. But you do cover North Central Iowa. Mm-hmm. Again, for those people that don't understand, how many counties are involved?
We cover 8 counties, including Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Franklin, Hancock, Kossuth, Mitchell, Winnebago, and Worth. So a pretty big chunk of the North Iowa region here. So.
You still looking for volunteers to help with different things or people to get involved and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, especially with the distribution events that we are going to be doing in August. We're going to need help, organizing our shoe inventory, helping kids find shoes. It's going to be hopefully a pretty big event for all of them.
When you talk about the shoes, I want to get back to that too. I was thinking, are there certain sizes you need more of than others, or how do you figure?
It's really easy for us to collect little people's shoes, toddler and kindergarten, because they grow, 6 months they need a new size every 6 or 7 months. And so some of the shoes they don't even wear. But it's a little tougher once you get into that, middle school, high school time. So that's one that we struggle to collect, but we're accepting sizes all the way through high school, which can be adult sizes by that point. So
If you get some big guys or big people with long, tall people that have big feet and that kind of stuff.
I was one of those people.
They're hard to find.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh well. We'll talk about the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County for you guys.
Yeah, so I serve as a board member of the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo, Iowa. This is my first year of doing it, and it's an organization that has a lot of impact in our region and helps fund some really great projects and gives nonprofits and government entities a resource to do some projects that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. What I've been really excited to see is just the wide range of projects that are going on in North Iowa. And while we're not, just like any other funder, we're not able to fund all of the things that get requested, we just went through kind of the application review phase, and it's so difficult because I sit on the board with other community volunteers and nobody's submitting bad projects. We want to fund everything that comes through, and I think one of the great things to see is just there's so many people, and I see this at United Way too, so many people in our region are working to make this place as great as possible. Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that I've noticed in just doing this program and talking to different people, the idea that it doesn't just mean the bigger cities in the region.
Yeah.
The small towns, say Swaledale can be granted a project, something like that.
Yeah. So it's just really nice to see a lot of these, especially in the smaller towns, that it's all volunteers trying to get something done in their community, and that's just always really neat when you see those involved community members trying to, and that's what makes the community special.
It really is. How do people get involved if they do have one of those projects? Hey, they're sitting in a small community thinking, oh, well, we don't have a chance against some of those projects in a Mason City or Clear Lake or something. But how do they make application for that?
So, you want to go to the Community Foundation of Northeast Iowa, Cerro Gordo, and see when application opens. It's usually April 1st, and then you can always call Dottie at the Community Foundation, and she'll answer any questions about the application process and what's eligible, what's not eligible. And I always encourage people, sometimes people who are doing grant writing are scared to call and ask questions, but they should call and ask questions, and most funders appreciate it. So it really helps make a stronger application. And
well, Jen, good for you for getting involved, too. That's really, it's great. I mean, not that you're not totally involved with the United Way of North Central Iowa.
No, it's nice to get out of my little office space. And I mean, I guess we've been meeting through Zoom as everybody else. Everybody Zoomed out. But
Zoom.
But, you know, it's nice to have something, to look at something that's not through the United Way lens.
True. Very true. Hey, I appreciate you taking some time to come on in and talk with
us. No problem.
And people get involved with the United Way and help support them. And, of course, the Community Foundation of Sarasota County as well. Good to see you, Jen.
Good to see you, too. Thanks, Tim.
And that's our program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO.